Hello YouTube, Richard Lewis here with another video, and today I'm going to be talking about a colleague of mine who's had their channel terminated by YouTube, and it's not Bearing. I know a lot of people are still getting to grips with that one, but that's a very complex issue, and it looks potentially to be a legitimate shutdown. More on that in another video. But today I want to talk about GOH Gamer. Now, GOH Gamer isn't a big YouTuber, so this whole shutting down of his channel will most likely fly under the radar and will only be known by a comparative handful of people. No one's going to come out and beat the drum for him. Big YouTubers generally only go to bat for other big YouTubers. But I'm going to tell you why this is important. Now, you'll know GOH Gamer from other videos that I did, most notably the coverage of a chap called Biblical Reaper. Now, if you remember, Biblical Reaper is a Call of Duty streamer, YouTuber, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And what he does is, he basically has all these crazy fundraising drives where he looks to effectively get his fan base to fund his lavish lifestyle. He has been very disingenuous in representing a medical condition that I absolutely believe he has, but certainly isn't as serious as he perhaps made out. And he's basically been deceptive, I guess would be the summary of it. So I think it's important that people cover this shit and make people aware about what these guys are up to. I think these people are deplorable. I think there's no redeeming qualities about somebody who will leverage their fan base for money in a disingenuous fashion, especially when they refuse to take responsibility for their own actions. And let's be clear, this is a guy who continually spent beyond his means and would tweet about all the new gadgets and gizmos he got. And then when the money ran out, instead of taking responsibility and saying, hey, I'm living beyond my means, he created a story which was basically saying, hey guys, you know, I'm super ill and I can't go to work and that's why I'm in the hole and I've got a kid. And he even leveraged his kid to generate sympathy. So I think that's really, really bad. And I think that's the kind of thing that people should be drawing attention to. Now, what I like to do on my YouTube channel is, yeah, I talk about media spin in the Richard Lewis Show. Some of you have said, that's all you talk about these days, Richard. Well, that's what I'm passionate about. My channel, my rules. But I also have always used my channel to draw attention to when people are getting fucked over. And, you know, I did it with the skins gambling. You know, I've done it with multiple scams and lies. You know, I try and use my platform for some sort of greater good. Now, GOH Gamer is the same. He's consumer focused. And he had his YouTube channel cancelled based on, apparently, bullying and harassment. And he's speculating this is about his coverage of the Biblical Reaper thing. Because unlike me, he stayed on it. He did multiple videos. He wouldn't let up on this guy. And, you know, I respect that tenacity. I don't think it's bullying and harassment to call a liar repeatedly in the public arena. Is that not what this platform is for? To make people aware of things that I deem to be important. If it's not defamatory, if it's not fictitious, you know, if I'm not misrepresenting the facts, the video should be good. It should be allowed to stand. But unfortunately, what's happened to GOH Gamer is this weird nebulous policy about what constitutes bullying and harassment. Think back to what I talked about on the YouTube Heroes video. Boom, he's had his channel shut down. 17,000 subscribers, not big by any stretch of the imagination, but growing, and he put a lot of work into it. He puts a lot of work in his videos. Holy shit, I don't even use thumbnails half the time. I just turn on the camera and I talk. This guy definitely has a layer of polish I don't. I like his work. So, you know, he has made me aware of it. And he hit me up with a message. You know, saying pretty much what I agree with, which, you know, he wants to get the word out to big YouTubers, but he doesn't think guys like Scarce or guys like Keemstar will deem this to be a big enough deal. But I think it is because of what the implications are, right? Now, I'm going to link you to he made a post over on the YouTube subreddit. Now, I have no idea what official capacity you know, this will be in, but I'll bring this up for you in just a second. There we are. Right, so this is what he did. He created this post. I'm going to read it to you just in case you can't see it there because it's a little bit too small. He says, hello, I'm a YouTube content creator that goes by the name of the GOH Gamer, or at least I was. Aside from gaming, my content was based around criticizing other content on YouTube. So I think, you know, stuff like iDubbbz Content Cop, but certainly he went after people who he thought was morally reprehensible slash corrupt. Recently, my channel of over 17,000 subscribers was terminated by YouTube for bullying harassment due to what I believe to be a coordinated attack by Biblical Reaper, one of the subjects of my videos, and other creators such as the Pro Gamer Jay. The first video that got flagged was the one where I exposed Biblical Reaper for dislike botting my video, which also got dislike botted, mass flagged, and taken down by YouTube for breaking community guidelines. So I want to bring that up just a second here. Unfortunately, I can't show you the video. But I didn't even think that this would be an outcome that could happen. But, you know, he presented evidence where it did look, certainly, that Biblical Reaper had used nefarious means or got somebody on his behalf to basically dislike any video that pointed out the things he was doing. He was, again, based on the evidence that was presented, was engaged in that sort of activity. So keep that in mind. The second video was the one I did on the Pro Gamer Jay, who exploits degrades his sister for views and money. And despite the overwhelming likes in that video, it got flagged and taken down for bullying and harassment. I appealed the strike. And then seconds later, I get another, and my channel was terminated. It appears that YouTube is in the business of censoring your point of view and infringing upon your right to free speech and freedom of expression if they don't agree with what you have to say and how you say it. Now, again, their platform, their rules, right? But they've got to qualify what they're doing. They've got to explain what bullying and harassment is. Making a video about somebody, let's say, for example, I made a video about Keith Faz, right? Now, all I did in that video was talk about what Keith Faz had been caught doing, which was, you know, this is somebody who likes to think of himself as, you know, a very strong moral figure. And, yeah, he's, you know, doing drugs and getting male escorts behind his wife's back. The classic politician move, right? So I think that's reasonable to put in a video. But obviously, I imagine it would be distressing if Keith Faz's family saw it, or Keith Faz himself saw it, or Keith Faz's friend saw it. So could they flag that video and have it removed? All I'm doing is presenting the facts. That's why this implication is particularly worrying for me, that this kind of thing is now going to constitute bullying and harassment. A lot of my videos target people who are liars and thieves. So do I need to worry about that? Am I going to wake up one day and find the Phantom Lord video is gone, right? Which is pretty much what started getting outside people to come to my channel. I'll admit it. That's fine. For anyone who's never seen my videos, like many YouTubers on the platform, the entire point of my videos are to be satirical and make people laugh while criticizing the content creators on the website that I find morally reprehensible in the way they do things, whether it be the use of clickbait, false tags, misleading thumbnails, sexually explicit content, scamming people for money, among other things. One of the main subjects of my videos has been Biblical Reaper for his incessant clickbait, misleading, fake, and manipulative content, which he has done for a long time. And most recently, his attempt at scamming his fans for money using YouTube as a medium to solicit money from his viewers just so that he can sit at home and play Call of Duty. As critical as my opinions are, and as harsh as the way I express those opinions may be, I do believe I have a right to express those opinions without fear of being censored, because someone somewhere in the world may find it offensive and deem it bullying and harassment because they are unable to take criticism. I do not consider my content to be bullying or harassment, and as I state in the disclaimer and description of all my videos, everything I do and say in the videos is satirical and for comedic purposes only, and are not meant to harass anyone. Slight problem with this, like, just as an aside, I don't see how you can use you can't invoke the satire defense, because what you're actually doing is, it's closer to reportage. You are reporting what this chap is doing, and you are drawing attention to it. So I think if you invoke satire, sure, comedy, fine, but that's not a protected form of speech. I don't think it's appropriate to invoke satire for the kind of content that you do, GOH Gamer, but that's fine. I mean, that's aside the point, really. I may be harsh in my analysis of their content and the person itself, but regardless of how harsh I may be, my critique by YouTube taking down my channel are basically saying that no one is allowed to have a dissenting opinion or say anything negative about anyone else. And he pontificates on that for a while, as you can see here. And again, If you look at the terms of service, it says we want you to use YouTube without fear of being subjected to malicious harassment in cases where harassment crosses the line into a malicious attack. It can be reported and the content will be removed. In other cases, users may be mildly annoying or petty and should simply be ignored. So what YouTube have done here is what a lot of social media sites do. They create a vague, nebulous rule, which they refuse to clarify specifically so they can apply it selectively. This is what they do. Reddit does the same. You know, what's brigading? Nobody can quantify what that is. You know, and they don't. Then they won't quantify what it is. Most recently, if you follow my videos, you'll see there was a Reddit channel basically told to ban all hate speech. And when the moderators asked, "Well, what is hate speech?" they said, "If you don't know what hate speech is, you shouldn't be running a channel." And they refused to engage and quantify it, because once they quantify it, it becomes scripture, right? It's there, it's precedent, and you can use it to navigate your way through. So they will not do this, because what they really want to say to you is, it's our platform, our rules. And even though we all understand that, you know, in our heads, the bottom line is they all want to look like, oh, we're all about freedom of expression, we're all about creativity, we let anyone say anything. Wow, we're so edgy, we're so cool, we're so hip. What they really mean is, hey, big business means certain opinions are going to get censored and stifled, and actually, our own personal politics are going to come to the table whenever we like. You know, see it on Twitter all the time, you know. This account, kill all white people, sound. Some account, kill all Jews, banned. You know, there's this fucking bias, which all social media platforms have. You know, they will not enforce the rules consistently, and they will not clarify what the rules are. Because, you know, obviously, then we can start to negotiate. We have an understanding. We know limitations. And if we stay within those limitations, they then can't move the goalposts. And they want to move the goalposts. So, GOH Gamer ends just by, you know, saying, it took a long time to build my channel at 70,000, which is relevant in the grand scheme of YouTube, but it still took a long time and effort to do so, just to have it taken away because someone got offended. YouTube needs to do something about this, or there will be no channels left except toy unboxing videos if people are afraid to have opinions and voice their concerns. And this is what I mean. Think about all of the other channels. Think about big channels. Think about channels that have criticized others. Think about H3H3 when they went after, you know, T Martin, right? The same as I did. Think about Keemstar, you know, think about fucking Drama Alert, right? And what that does, you know, YouTubers creating fake content, they get called out. Think about iDubbbz and Content Cop, right? Like, was his video about Leafy, you know, and the whole fucking, all of this nonsense, was that bullying and harassment? Now, you know, Leafy with all of his fan base, maybe he's got a claim to do it. And what you're going to start seeing is, you're going to start seeing this ridiculous example examples of top YouTubers with big fan bases, top streamers with big fan bases, people with lots of Twitter followers. They are now going to be able to say, hey guys, look, for real, look at this guy bullying and harassing me, doesn't it suck? And they're going to go a mass flag, and YouTube is saying that is a fine practice, that is a fine tactic to use to censor critique, valid critique. Now I'm going to try and offer some counterbalance to this point, and I'm going to just have a look here. Now, one of the things that I imagine might have upset YouTube a little bit is that GOH Gamer certainly did like to compare Biblical Reaper to a pig, which in my opinion is an insult to pigs. But whatever. You can see here, these are his triggered thumbnails. Again, I can't show you the videos themselves because they do not exist. And you can see, you know, he's got one of him crying here. I think that's fine. That's fair use. He's got one of him here. I remember that video quite well. This is when Biblical Reaper trotted out his son to go like, oh, look. And he created some insane Inception video where it was like him and his son watching him and his son play the game. And he streamed that like madness, like Streamception. I think he was just trying to get some like big reaction video of his kid laughing. Now you can see here, cunt. So perhaps cunt is offensive speech. Maybe you can't call someone a cunt. It's certainly in a thumbnail. And he's pointing to it, so we're under no doubt that he is the cunt. Certainly, I think cunt is an appropriate use of the word for somebody that looks to deceive people to earn money. I think that's a fair comment, in my opinion, but whatever, maybe I'm wrong. Then you can see here, a pig with a phone. This is a pig. You're picking up a phone, and there's Biblical Reaper also, I guess, with a phone. So this is basically making a comparison of the two. There's the cunt picture again. Then you can see he always has this hat. This is one of his gimmicks, I guess. And you can see here there's a picture of a pig wearing that hat. So, you know, again, Biblical Reaper is a pig. That's ultimately what he's saying. Now, I suppose if we want to be, you know, level-headed about things, maybe it detracts from your message a little bit. Maybe just calling someone a pig on the internet is certainly going to fall under those bullying and harassment terms. Maybe those thumbnails need to change. But ultimately, even then, even trying to get inside the mind of somebody that wants to censor this, I gotta say, I think that's an incredible fucking line in the sand that you do not want to draw. You know, the idea that calling someone a pig is suddenly going to become like, well, that's the threshold. Well, holy shit, I call people worse all the fucking time. I don't want my channel to be under threat. Insanity. Now, I don't know what the recourse is here. Usually when I try and raise awareness about things, I also want to know what the next stage is. But unfortunately with YouTube, there is no next stage. Ultimately, what this boils down to is maybe if they get enough pressure put on them, they fall back and pretend it was just a mistake. But we know there's all sorts of fuckery going on with YouTube right now. I'm doing a separate video on that, but you know, people getting unsubscribed from channels. I'm getting messages about that daily. Certain channels being targeted specifically for that, you know? Like, it's obviously an algorithmic thing. PewDiePie saying he's going to shut down his channel when he hits 50 million because he doesn't understand why his subscribers are being unsubscribed, and he himself is being unsubscribed from channels he follows that produces regular content. Selective demonetization based on keywords and topics, including suicide prevention. YouTube is going down a road which looks very, very weird to me. It looks very strange because I don't even understand what personal politics these things ascribe to be about, you know? H3H3 is a pretty benign channel, yet it's clearly been targeted. Since Ethan got a little bit more political, all this stuff starts happening on his channel. These things are not coincidences. But what I will say is, this is very cut and dry. This is somebody who is advocating for you getting his channel shut down because he advocated for you and he targeted a thief, a scammer, and a liar. And then he gets his channel shut down. He gets his channel shut down. Meanwhile, the person he's doing it about, they get to operate with impunity. They get to present false information about medical conditions. They get to basically beg on a platform that's meant to be about sharing content, original content, good ideas, you know? That's fine, apparently. If you want to be that guy, if you want to basically dance for fucking pennies and completely debase yourself and disrespect your fan base, if you want to do that, YouTube's okay with that. But if you want to call those people out, fuck you. Shut up. We just want to make money. So I hope this raises some awareness. I don't know what you guys can do out there. Maybe you can send an email to YouTube. I don't know. I don't think it'll make any difference. I don't think he's going to get his channel back. He's got a new one now. He started putting videos out. You know, I'll probably put a link in the description. But basically, this is a really worrying trend. And certainly, I think we're all under threat. I think we're all under threat. I think this video could be targeted. I think anything I say on the matter could result in other videos being targeted. And I'm worried because I got other videos planned where I'm going after other people. And is a mass flagging going to get my channel deleted? Certainly, if that happens, I'll be very, very, how should we put it, upset. But anyway, let's start with GOH Gamer. Go and show him some support and some love because, as I said, he's one of the good guys on YouTube. And these things shouldn't be happening. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening to the video. I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.